Sure you didn't put booze in there. Perhaps you should give it to my daughter. Melt that chilly disposition of hers. She won't let me see my grandson. I'm cut off from him, because I don't like her treating him like a trained poodle. I swear that boy doesn't piss without her permission. The way she frets and fusses over that boy. If only she'd let him run, let him breathe, let him live. She won't even let the poor kid ride a bicycle.
And think of your own childhood. Did you want to be able to run and live and breathe there? And were your parents suffocating you, not letting you enjoy yourself? Did you have a mom who was too meddlesome, always making your own decisions? Look at the damage that's done when a parent assumes that they're being good, in quotes, by doing everything for their son or daughter. The damage is that the kid doesn't know how to make his own choices. He doesn't know how to choose his own values. Does he really like to play the piano or not? The kid never learns how to make mistakes and how to repair them. And he ends up growing up with this sense of, I don't know how to cope with the world. And so the grandmother was absolutely right in this case. The kid needed to be able to stretch his arms and breathe and swing upside down on the jungle gym and really enjoy himself. That's from Chocolat. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And you can pick up the phone right now and give me a call. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. And we have a lot on in the next hour. We have a lot on the agenda. We have your phone calls, of course, they take priority. And I'll also tell you about my vacation, in quotes, this week. We'll be talking to someone who has borderline personality disorder, and that's from an after-hours call, and how she can cope with that, how she can cope with her impulsiveness, pushing away and hurting the people who are closest to her. And we'll also be talking to a man who's a specialist on dating, Dr. Don Kiefer. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and right now we're going to turn to the phones and welcome Chris. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
A situation has come up recently, and I'm not quite sure what to do. I'm a single mom.
How old?
He's three.
Okay, your son is three.
Turned three.
And you're how old?
I'm 42.
Okay.
His dad had moved to Texas right after he was born and has not seen him. There's been minimal contact. He now wants to come to California and see him. And I'm a little hesitant because it's going to be a couple hours for one day, and then he's going back to Texas. So I'm afraid of lack of consistency, whether or not my son can, at the age of three, can even acknowledge this, you know, miss him again. Right now he doesn't miss him. I have pictures in his room.
Yeah.
Of his dad, but there's really no communication. He has sent one present in 3 years.
Yeah.
There's no voluntary child support.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to maintain a good relationship with his dad. And I told him I was doing this. I was doing research to see if it was a good thing for my son to see him. And he was fine with that, and he's fine with whatever I do.
Yeah.
I feel at some point they should have a relationship. I just don't know if this is the appropriate time when what he needs most of all is consistency in his life.
Okay. Is there a dad figure in his life, like a grandfather or maybe a new boyfriend or a husband that you have?
Option number two and three would be very nice, but no, there is a grandpa.
There's a grandpa.
There's a grandpa and there's an Uncle Jeff.
Okay.
That he sees at least weekly.
Okay, and so they're the male figures in his life.
Yes.
And they adore him, and he loves them?
Yes, both of them, yes.
Okay, so he's already got a quasi-dad figure, not a constant dad there.
Right.
What do I need to know about, why did dad suddenly flee to Texas?
Fear, he I don't know, supposedly it was always a dream he had. Honey, you need to wait 1 second for me, okay?
Yes, okay. You can tell him I said hi.
Hang on, Connor. Go sit and draw for 1 minute, okay? I'll be right with you. Okay. He decided this was a dream of his. He always wanted to move to Texas. He had got a couple horses, was living here in California, and just moved.
And he didn't want it?
No, he. When we were dating, I knew him for 10 years.
Yeah.
When we were dating, he said that he wanted the same things I wanted, and then when I got pregnant, he freaked and walked away, and I've never seen him again.
Okay.
Since the day I told him I was pregnant, I've never seen him.
Are there any other things about his character that are warning signs? Is he an alcoholic? Is he? You said he doesn't pay even voluntarily. He doesn't voluntarily pay.
He does periodically get garnished when he's working.
Okay.
But there's not even consistency in that.
Okay. So was he a really good person beforehand, and this just freaked him out?
I thought so, but my perception of people has never been right on. I usually give people the benefit of the doubt, and I end up getting taken advantage
okay.
of.
Okay, you know, good people tend to do that.
Yeah.
If you're a rotten person, you tend to look at everyone suspiciously.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the considerations that go through my mind.
Okay.
The first is you. You really matter. Do you want this guy back in your life? Because he may periodically come back in. He may cause much more of a headache for you if he's sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
He may want to get involved again. Are you considering a relationship with him again?
Absolutely not.
Do you still love him?
I have feelings for him of care and concern, and I want him happy, but I cannot be with somebody I don't trust.
Okay.
And apparently, since he walked away, I can't trust him because he could do it again in a heartbeat.
Okay, so if that's the case, if he has permanently broken your trust, Chris, then you want to weigh, do I want him in my life at all?
Right.
Now, with your son's so young, and he never knew a father. It's not like he had a father and experienced an intense loss.
Right,
and
with,
so
with
have,
a divorce or something. Right.
Right, with a divorce or even with a father walking later in life.
Uh-huh.
Because he walked right at the beginning, it's all your son's known is you.
Right.
And so kids have told me when they come to counseling in that situation, they say, you know, it doesn't bother me that my father's not in my life. Some it does with some, but with others, they just say, this is all I ever knew, so it's the norm
right.
for me.
Right, you can't miss what you didn't have.
Right.
Right.
So I would say that you need to evaluate his character. If he's a relatively decent person and you would like him back in your life and it would make life easier for you because he would help with the parenting, then that's one thing. You look at it from your son's vantage point. That would be a second consideration. With your son, do you think he would be warm and accommodating, or do you think he would be so massively, not your son, but your ex,
right?
Would he be so overcome with guilt that he wouldn't act normally? He would either give too many gifts or he would be sporadic and he'd just be fighting his, you know, and your son would be seeing this erratic father and might conclude that it's your son.
Right.
So there are also legal issues. If you've already settled that, then maybe you can just keep it clean. So listen, if you want to hold on, I'll continue talking with you right after the break.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Ellen Kenner. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
To resolve conflict, you must have a mindset that is respectful of yourself and your partner, not just giving in or being a bully. Your goal is to establish a purposeful line of thinking that works toward a healthy resolution of any conflict. A cooperative, benevolent, and solution-focused approach is best. Focus on the area of specific conflict. Actively listen to understand each other, clarify misunderstandings, and then brainstorm to discover solutions. If you try to fake a sweet demeanor when you are actually upset, it is only a matter of time before your sweet veneer dissipates. Even if your words come out measured and sweet, your body language or restrained tone of voice will betray your actual feelings.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.